This is a Faith FM podcast. You're listening to The Faith Experiment with Robbie Bergen, right across Australia, right here on Faith FM.
Hello there, and welcome back to The Faith Experiment. I'm your host, Robbie Bergen, and this is episode 61 of The Faith Experiment. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that hits close to home for many of us. That is faith in the face of stress. How do we find peace in uncertain times? Well, it's no secret that our world is filled with pressure, especially today with the increase in inflation, the scarcity of houses, and the lack of work for many people. It's a difficult time that we're living in. Now, whether it's the demands of work for you or your family issues or your finances or your social dynamics or maybe it's even your health, many of us are struggling to find peace in the middle of it all. Now, on today's episode, I have got something special for you once again. During this episode, I will be giving away a fantastic little booklet to help you do just that, find peace. And it's called Peace Amidst the Storm. If you'd like your free copy, you need to have your phone by you and wait for the code word, which will allow you to claim today's free offer absolutely free. Now, to get today's free offer, you need to text the code word to 0488 45311. That's the Faith Experiment number, 0488 45311. And if you ever forget the number, you can always visit faithfm.com.au and you can look for show numbers and you will find the number right there next to the Faith Experiment. Now, if you have missed any of the previous episodes of the Faith Experiment and want to catch up on some of the details, you can go to your App Store or Play Store and download the Faith FM app. In that app, you will find a podcasting section, and right there you will find The Faith Experiment. You can listen from episode one, hear my story of how I went from a non-believer to a faith experiment. You can journey through how to study the Bible. You can look at all the Q&A that I have received over the years on this show. Now, you can also listen to me on all good podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple, and now Google/YouTube, they now call it. But if you've missed any of it, be sure to catch up. And the good news is most of the offers are still available on the previous episodes. Now, let's get into today's episode. We're looking at finding faith amongst stress. Now, here's some interesting information that I have come across on these points. Stress is a prevalent issue. According to Australian Psychological Society, or APS, one in four Australians report experiencing moderate to severe stress on a regular basis. And there was a global study by Gallup in 2022 that found 42% of adults reported feeling stressed a lot. And that's in quotes, during the day, making stress one of the most common mental health issues worldwide. Now, chronic stress has some serious impacts on our health. It can weaken the immune system, it can increase the risk of heart disease, and it can exacerbate mental health conditions like anxiety and depression. According to the American Psychological Association, reports that stress contribute to physical problems such as headaches, sleep disorders, digestive issues, and high blood pressure. So stress is something that apparently about 50% of the population experiences, and one in four in Australians at least, according to the Australian studies, but 42% worldwide. This is something that affects the majority of us, but it has serious implications to our physical and mental well-being. Now, work-related stress is a leading cause for most people for their stress. According to the APS, which is the Australian Psychological Society, 72% of Australians report that work is a significant source of stress in their lives. So think about that. Most of us spend most of our day involved with our employment. And for 72% of Australians, that's the biggest cause of stress in their lives. It's pretty sad when you think about it, that we're going to these places of employment in order to provide an income for our families. And it's essentially stressing us out. And as a result of that, as we saw in the previous studies, this is causing increases in physical conditions and problems like sleep disorder, digestive issues, high blood pressure, etc. Now, in 2019, a global workforce study called Burnout, they found that burnout was to be a common issue, with 77% of professionals saying they've experienced it at least once in their career. Now, burnout is something where you basically literally have nothing left in the tank to continue on. I've experienced it a couple of times in my career, and you end up with absolutely nothing left in the tank, and you find even the most common things very difficult to get through. Now, financial stress is another area, and this is becoming more of a problem here in Australia. Money worries are a major source of stress. In Australia, more than 50% of the people have reported financial stress as one of their top concerns, particularly in the times right now of instability and inflation, instability in terms of their work. And finder.com.au survey in 2021 found that 26% of Australians were experiencing significant financial stress due to mounting debt, living expenses, and job insecurity. Now, you think about this. We require work in order to generate income, and income is required in order to pay for cost of living, food and housing and transportation and these sorts of things. And this is the common problem and common source for people having stress in their lives. It's a vicious cycle. Family and relationship stress, relationship issues, family responsibilities, and parenting pressures have also contributed to high stress levels. The APS found that 46% of parents report being stressed about managing both their work and their family life. And marital stress is extremely common. And unresolved stress in the relationships can obviously lead to big problems, problems like communication breakdown, conflict, and obviously in the worst case, divorce. And the divorce rates in our country are just over 50% of marriages will end in divorce. And of course, we mentioned a little bit before, but the mental health impact of stress, the World Health Organization says that stress is one of the primary causes of mental health disorders, contributing to anxiety, depression. In fact, depression is projected to become the world's second largest health problem by 2030. That's only, 6 years away, almost 5 years away. And they say it's closely linked to chronic stress. So think about the challenges that we see in our society right now. Some of the problems that perhaps even you listening right now, somewhere out there in Australia, are facing the exact same description of problems that I've just reported here from these studies. Financial stress, relationship stress, parenting stress, financial stress, you name it. There's stress in every area of life. And the sad reality is that all of us are going to face stressful situations. It's not a matter of if we will, it's a matter of when we will. So on this episode, we're going to be looking at how to have faith in the face of stress, finding peace in uncertain times. Now, we're going to take a short break now, but when we come back, I'm going to share what the Bible says about finding real, lasting peace. And we're going to look at some things that you can put into your very own faith experiment and to see if it doesn't help solve some of the dilemmas you have in this area of stress. And don't forget, I got a cohort coming up for today's great free giveaway. So stick around right after this on The Faith Experiment.
You're listening to The Faith Experiment with Robbie Bergen, right across Australia, right here on Faith FM. Connect with us via text message on 0488 453 11. That's 0488 453 11. Or send an email to robbie@faithfm.com.au.
On an old rugged cross, on a hill long ago, hung one without guilt, without blame. And for salvation of souls, for the sins of the world, that's why my Savior was slain. Won't you look to the old rugged cross and see Jesus and confess His name and say, Father, forgive me, I know that I'm lost. You'll be found at that old rugged cross. And from that old rugged cross, He was laid in the tomb. But death over Him had no claim. For Jesus was raised so that all might be saved, believe and break free from sin's chains. Won't you look to your old rugged cross and see Jesus and confess His name and say, Father, forgive me, I know that I'm lost. You'll be found at that old rugged cross. Your burden gets hard, and when it feels like all hope is lost, there's a way that is easy, there's a yoke that is light. Just follow and take up your cross. To the old rugged cross and see Jesus and confess His name and say, Father, forgive me. I know that I'm lost. You'll be found at that old rugged cross. Just lay your burden at the foot of that cross.
This is the Faith Experiment with Robbie Bergen. Right across Australia, right here on Faith FM. Listen live or listen later. Get the Faith FM app from your app store today.
Welcome back to the Faith Experiment. I'm Robbie Bergen, and today we're talking about finding peace in a world full of stress. Now, we've all been there, feeling like life is spinning out of control. And this is episode 61, and I'm calling this episode Faith in the Faiths of Stress. Now, before the break, I was sharing with you some of the research that's been done on this topic and in this area of stress. We found that there's been a number of studies that say here in Australia, 1 in 4 Australians are reporting experiencing moderate to severe levels of stress regularly. A global study showed 42% of adults report feeling stressed a lot. We found the impact of that can have challenges with our digestive system, sleep disorder, high blood pressure, etc. And we found some of the leading causes: job stress, financial stress, family and relationship stress, and the impact that all of this can have on our mental health. Now, I talk to a lot of people very regularly right around the country. I've been doing these Faith Experiment live events right around Australia for the last year and a bit. And I get to meet a lot of people and talk to a lot of people about various elements of the Faith Experiment. And I met a lady in the mid-30s, and she said to me her life feels like she is treading water. She's juggling her work. She is a parent with 2 kids. She's married, so she's got a husband, obviously. And she just feels constantly overwhelmed by stress. And she said that no matter what she does, she feels like nothing changes. She tries to have schedules to get everything organized, but things are always popping up and making her feel more worried and more stressed, like she's not going to get things done. And she asked me, she said, Robbie, how do you find peace when life feels so out of control all of the time? And it's a really good question, isn't it? And it's one that I think we can all ask ourselves at some point. And what I told Sarah was this: what if peace isn't about what you do, but what about peace being who you can trust? And that's what we're going to unpack on today's episode of The Faith Experiment. You see, this idea of stress, although I don't think there's ever been a person that's ever lived this side of the fall in Eden who has lived a life without stress. I think everyone has experienced stress at various times. And look, sometimes stress can be helpful. But continued stress is obviously a negative experience on us mentally, physically, socially, and I'd say also spiritually. When people feel stressed, they sort of shut off all of these different areas of their lives. And so what we want to do in this episode is we want to look at these ancient manuscripts. We call them the Bible, the Old and New Testament. And we want to see, is there any support or any help for us living in this modern era? And how do we find peace amidst the storm? That's essentially what we want to do in this episode. So I want to look at a couple of passages that I've come across over the years, and maybe you are familiar with them. If you've never read the Bible, don't worry. This is going to be really insightful. You know, I've shared before on the Faith Experiment. In fact, the whole Faith Experiment began from the perspective of me not being a believer, not just in the Bible, but in God in general. And over the last almost 20-something years now, I have been taking the Bible and looking at what it says and then saying, well, if this is what it claims, let me put it to the test and see if it accomplishes what it claims it can accomplish, and hence the faith experiment. So if you're a Buddhist, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Muslim, if you're an atheist, this is very, very applicable to you. And I hope that you will take me up on the challenge and that you will apply the principles that we're looking at here. So let's get started. I want to look at a passage. It comes from a scroll or a book of the Bible that's called the Book of Philippians. And it's in chapter 4 and verse 6. And this is probably one of the most favorite passages on this topic of stress. And here's what it says. This is the Apostle Paul, who, by the way, was an enemy of Christianity. And later, after he encountered the risen Jesus in vision, he became not just a follower, but he became a martyr for this newfound faith. So if Paul can have these words, I think it's a good starting point for us. So it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. This is what Paul says. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, this passage is powerful. Notice that Paul doesn't say, you'll never feel anxious. He just says, don't be anxious. He acknowledges that anxiety is real, but then he tells us what to do with it. He says, take it to God in prayer. Not just any prayer. He says to do it with thanksgiving. Now, that's a hard thing to do, isn't it? Being thankful when you're feeling stressed. But there's a reason for it. When we approach God with thankfulness, even in tough times, we shift our focus away from the problem toward the one who holds the solution. And so in this beginning of exploring what the scriptures say about this, what's important to take away is that anxiety will come for the believer. For all of us, there's no difference. Anxiety and anxiousness and stress will be there. And we're not told to ignore it. We're told how to address it, how to handle it. And that's by turning our attention to Jesus with thanksgiving. So I'll take another short break. When we come back, we are going to delve deeper into what these ancient manuscripts say on this topic. And don't forget to stick around for today's great giveaway, Hope Amidst the Storm.
The Faith Experiment is made possible because of people like you. If you enjoy what we are doing, please consider supporting us by making a donation on our website at faithfm.com.au/donate.
I can feel when my mind starts to creep into doubt. On the days when the strength in my heart's giving out. There's a light, but it hides from me deep in the cloud. There's a voice that I need, but I don't hear a sound. Ever run into what I can't see, fighting out of all my unbelief. Father, even in my song will be, I know you will always carry me. Set your promise to play on repeat in my head. When you meet my anxiety, put it to death. Ever run into what I can't see, fighting out of all my. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's
You're listening to The Faith Experiment with Robbie Bergen, right across Australia, right here on Faith FM.
Welcome back to The Faith Experiment. This is episode number 61, and I'm calling this Faith in the Face of Stress. On this episode, we are talking about the very real and tangible human experience we call stress. And we've looked at how stress is something that most Australians experience on a very regular basis. We looked at some of the reasons for that. We looked at the financial stresses. We looked at the social stresses, the marital stresses, the parenting stresses. There's so many different areas that impact us. But probably the biggest one, as we saw on some of the studies early in the episode, are our work stresses, our employment stresses. So before the break, we started transitioning, looking into what these ancient manuscripts of the Bible have to say on this topic. And it seems like human beings have been plagued with this feeling of stress since the fall of mankind. And it doesn't matter if you are an atheist, as I was, or a Hindu, a Muslim, or a Buddhist, or a Christian. It doesn't matter. You're still human, and you have the very real and tangible experience of stress. In fact, I was in an Uber last night coming back from the airport, and I was talking to my driver, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, and I asked him, you know, how's your shift been going? And he said, oh, it's been a long shift. I said, what time did you start? And he said, oh, I started about 3 in the afternoon. This is about 11 o'clock at night. And I said, oh, and where have you been driving? He said, I live in Toowoomba and I work in Brisbane driving for Uber. And I said, that's a very long distance to be working. I said, do you stay down here during the week? He says, no, I come down, I drive, and then I go back. And I said, wow, that's pretty committed. What's the reason for that? He says, because I don't have enough income in my regular job. And so I do this to subsidize it. In fact, he was telling me how that the income is still not enough, that he can't even rent a house in his own name. He has to sublet a room from his cousin who is renting a house. And I thought about this. This is a problem that so many people are facing on every day, just how to get through the day and the week and pay the bills. And so stress is a human experience. And so we started exploring, what does the Bible have to say about this? So I want to recap what we left off before the break. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And then if you're at home and it's safe to do so, or if you're driving and you're pulled over on the side of the road, then take out a Bible and look this passage up and read it for yourself. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. And the key thing with this passage is that he's not saying anxiousness or stress or anxiety does not exist for the believer. It definitely exists. But he's telling us how to approach it, how to handle it. He says, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And then it says this, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So this passage, Paul is very, very direct with us. The directness says, listen, there will be stress. There will be anxiety. But don't allow it to control you. Don't allow it to put its tentacles into every situation. He says, but in all of those circumstances, in all those situations, through prayer and petition. Petition is asking. So through prayer, prayer is the communication channel with the divine. Through prayer, place your petition. And then he says, but with that petition, include or with thanksgiving. Add to it thanksgiving. Present your requests, that's your petitions, to God. That's the divine. So he says, when the anxious situation comes, when the stress comes into your life, turn and open the communication channel up with the divine, with God himself. And when you open it up and you present your petition, add thanksgiving to your request to God. Add it. So think about this. I want you to really try this. When you face the next stressful situation, maybe it's your children, maybe it's the going shopping, maybe it's the cost of living, maybe it's your rent bill, whatever the next stressful situation is, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do what the Apostle Paul tells us here in the book of Philippians. He says, as soon as the stress comes, open up a channel of communication to the divine. Present your petition, the petition being this, help. Help me with this situation. But with that petition, I want you to do what the text says. This is the experiment. If you don't do this, you're not experimenting with the faith. Here's the experiment. You have to add thanksgiving. So what does that look like? It means when you open up that communication channel to the divine and say, God, this is my situation. Help me. You need to add in thanksgiving. So for example, God, thank you that I live in a country where there is the possibility of buying food, drinking clean water, having a house over my head. Now, your situation might be that's the stress that you struggle to have money to buy the food, or maybe the stress is that you don't have the assurance you're going to be able to pay the rent. But the reality is you can thank the divine even in these difficult circumstances. You say, Robbie, that's very hard to do. That's impossible to do. I know. That's why it's a faith experiment. But you say, Robbie, it's all right for you. You've got something to eat. You've got a place to sleep. What about me? Well, listen to me carefully. I want to give you the backstory to the person who wrote this passage, who was inspired. We believe as followers of these ancient manuscripts that what it says is that the Holy Spirit, which is God in the powerful form, God moved upon the hearts and minds of humans. It inspired them to write these words, and thereby they have the office of being a mouthpiece for God, which is the word prophet. And they write down these revelations, which we called inspired scripture. And that's where we get these holy texts, which we call the Bible from. So what that means is that the passages we just read, we believe them to be the inspired word of God. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That we believe is to be an inspired revelation from God. But let me tell you about the person who wrote this down. Who was the mouthpiece? Who was the prophet? It was a man called Paul. Now, Paul, his previous name was Saul. He changed it himself from Saul to Paul when he met Jesus. Before he met Jesus, he was a Pharisee, which is a fancy name for a very religious leader amongst the Jewish people. He was a Pharisee, and he was opposing all things Christian. He saw Christianity as a as a compromise of the Jewish faith. And so he persecuted. He didn't just go make fun of them, like I used to do as an atheist, make fun of Christians. He went out to kill them. In fact, the Bible contains instances where he consented to the death of a man named Stephen. So this is Saul. But Saul is on a mission now to kill people in the name of faith. And when he goes off on this adventure to Damascus, he encounters the risen Jesus, and immediately he recognizes that this is supernatural. This isn't the same sort of, you know, the rumors of a illegitimate child and a carpenter's son. This is a powerful, glorious event. This is the Lord. I mean, that's how Saul refers to Jesus in this moment. And Jesus says, listen, you're persecuting me by persecuting my followers. And the short version is that at that moment, Saul is convinced that Jesus of Nazareth, the historical figure who he was actively trying to remove any remnants of his story away and by persecuting his followers, he recognizes him to be the very presence of God in the person of his son. He refers to him as Lord. And then he spends the rest of his life advocating for the teachings of Jesus. At great injury to himself, he was stoned numerous times and survived it. He was shipwrecked. He was not liked by his own countrymen. But Saul decided to change his name to Paul to signify his conversion and acceptance of the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth and as he being the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Now, why do I give you that backstory? Because when Paul writes this book of Philippians, he's not sitting in some monastery on a hill somewhere away from society, having no stress or anxiety. No. When Paul writes these words, Paul is sitting in prison. He's been taken captive by the Romans. He's been imprisoned, and he will soon face his trial. And this is one of many trials he's already faced. And he actually realizes that this is the end of the road for him, so to speak. In fact, Philippians is one of the last letters that he writes before his execution. So picture this now. Here is the man, Paul, sitting in the prison, possibly chained at a leg or maybe a hand, but he's in this prison. He's guarded by Romans. He realizes that his execution is imminent. And he sits there and writes a letter, Philippians, to the church at Philippi. And in this letter, he pens under the inspiration of God and says, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a man in prison. No matter how bad your circumstances are, Paul's were worse, and yet he found this to be great counsel to his soul. I want you to think about whatever you're facing right now in your life. Think about what you can give thanks for. Yes, there is anxiety. Yes, there is stress. But what can you thank God for? Open up that channel of communication to God and add to it thanksgiving. And see if this passage, if this scripture, if this text doesn't hold true. See if by opening up the channel of communication to God and offering him your requests with thanksgiving, see if the second part of this passage doesn't happen for you. That the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, Let's see if that peace that transcends all understanding, if it will come and actually do what it claims it will do, and that is to guard your heart, that's your emotions, and guard your mind, that's your thoughts. And it does it through Christ Jesus. Now, this is powerful. And so I'd like to challenge you to try this out in your very next challenging, stressful, anxious moment. Open up the communication channel to God, step one. Step two, start thanking Him for what you've got, for what has been, and what He will do. And wait for the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Wait for it to come down and guard your heart, your emotions, and guard your mind, your thoughts, in Christ Jesus. Well, it's time to take a short break now, but when we come back, we're going to have that code word to claim today's great free giveaway, Finding Peace Amidst the Storm. We'll be right back after this on The Faith Experiment.
If you have enjoyed this episode of The Faith Experiment, please help us get the word out by sharing our podcast with your friends and family. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
And you live for your glory, and you live by your love, and we sing of your glory, and we sing of your love in joyous surrender, with our eyes fixed on you. May our lives bring you glory, to serve you in all that we do. In joyous surrender, with our hearts full of praise, we sing of your mercy, we sing of your love and your grace. And Father, hear our song of praise to the worthy one. In joyous surrender, with our eyes fixed on you, may our lives bring you glory, to serve you in all that we do.
This is The Faith Experiment with Robbie Bergen, right here on Faith FM.
Welcome back to the Faith Experiment. I'm Rory Bergen, and this is episode number 61. And I'm calling this episode Faith in the Face of Stress. And so we are looking at this idea of stress, how to handle stress. We're surrounded by this stuff, whether it's in our work, whether it's in our marriages, whether it's with our children, whether it's in our a quest just to have a regular, normal life. We've talked about how here in Australia, almost 50% of the population says that they have chronic levels of stress in their lives. And we've looked at some of the impacts that it has on our health. Before the break, we were unpacking this ancient script. It's almost 2,000 years old. It's a script in makes up the book called Philippians, written by Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, if you're a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Hindu, or an atheist, or a Christian, it doesn't matter what your background is, what your belief is, the claim of this passage is that it comes directly from God through the Holy Spirit speaking through the human agent, the prophet, in this case, Paul. And Paul claims, under the inspiration of God, that God teaches us that we should not be anxious about anything. He's saying that there will be stress and anxiety, but we shouldn't allow it to control us. And this is all the instructions we read before the break. It says, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And before the break, I was explaining how that when it's talking about guarding our hearts, this is the seat of our emotional experience. And when it guards our minds, this is the seat of our thought and our logic and our reasoning dimension of our beings. And so God is claiming that when you receive His peace, it's going to protect the way you feel and protect the way you think. And when we talked about stress and its implication in our lives and its the impact it has on our lives, is it deals with our thoughts and our feelings. And this is exactly what Paul is saying. And we looked at how Paul has the audacity to write this and claim this while he is in prison on his executional journey towards his own death. It's a profound contrast. Here's a man sitting in prison and he's writing to us under the influence of God saying, listen, be thankful for everything in every situation. Don't be anxious and don't worry. The peace of God will transcend all understanding and it will protect your thoughts and your feelings in Christ Jesus. But it's not just Philippians, it's not just Paul here in the Bible that talks about peace. Here's a few more passages that we can unpack a little bit. In the book of Isaiah, this is a very, very powerful book. It's the 66 chapters makes up the scroll of Isaiah. And interestingly, this scroll was found almost in completely intact amongst the Dead Sea Scroll collection in 1947. And when they dated the scroll, because it's they can carbon date these scrolls because of their manuscript makeup, what they found was this scroll dates back, and this is a copy, but it dates back to 2,200 years ago. Profound. Anyway, here's what the text says in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. This is supposed to be God. So Isaiah is claiming God, quoting God here and claiming that God said this. It says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Now, think about this verse for a second. This verse is all about focus. And I don't know about you, but when I am in a stressful situation, the first thing that is challenged is my focus. And what the Bible's saying here is that you, God, speaking of God, God will keep us in perfect peace whose minds are steadfast. Why are they steadfast? Why are our minds steadfast according to this verse? Because they trust in you. When our minds are fixed on God, peace naturally flows. It's not about controlling our circumstances. You see, sometimes for me in this faith experiment, when you're stressed, you think that if you can just change the circumstances or the environment that's stressing you out, then you will be peaceful. Now, to some extent, that's actually got some truth to it. For example, if I'm stressed out with work and if I happen to get the opportunity to go on an all-expenses-paid vacation to some tropical island in the South Pacific and I can sit on a beach all day under an umbrella drinking coconut juice, that sounds like a really peaceful alternative to the life that you used to. And you will have peace in that circumstance. But here's the problem. The minute you get back on that plane and you fly back to your country and back into your house and you're back into your job and you're back into your exact same circumstances, which haven't changed, the stress comes back. The anxiety comes back. The fear comes back. So it's not about changing our environment to have this peace that God talks about. The peace that God's talking about, it takes us to a higher level emotionally and intellectually and spiritually while we're still in the actual storm that's causing us the stress. And that's why the key here in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, it's all about focus. Where's your focus? And the text told us, well, our focus is we trust in God. And because we're trusting in God, he will keep us in perfect peace. Now, notice the theme. That was Isaiah 26. We've looked at Philippians. Let's look at Psalm now, Psalm 55, verse 22. The Bible encourages us to cast our cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. This is one of those verses that I've had to remind myself of many times. God doesn't just ask us to bring our worries to him. He promises to sustain us through the worries, through the cares. Now, the cares here, that's the stress. That's the anxiety. That's the worry. That's the fear. That's the problems that we've been talking about. And the Bible, again, is not implying any shape or form that somehow if you believe, if you just believe hard enough, you won't have any dramas and any trouble and any stress and any worries and anxieties. That's not what it's teaching because we live in a broken creation. We live in a broken world. There's going to be anxiety. There's going to be stress. There's going to be fears. But we're to cast those cares on the Lord and he will sustain us and he will never let the righteous be shaken. This is a faith experiment. The claim is if you do X, Y happens. And what's the X? You have to cast your cares on the Lord. And how do you do that? You trust him. Despite the circumstances, despite the stress, despite the anxiety, you trust him. And you say, but I'm a Hindu. Great. I guarantee you, even if a Hindu tries this, you cast your cares on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ will sustain you. But you say, I'm a Muslim, I believe in Muhammad and I believe in Allah. Great. It doesn't say that this is excluded to the Muslim. If you as a Muslim pick up this text and say, I will cast my cares on the Lord Jesus Christ and he will sustain me, he will never let the righteous be shaken, I guarantee you that this will be just as true for you as it is for me. But here's another passage. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, Jesus says, the Rabbi Jesus, historical figure, no one denies that he existed as a historical figure. Now, not everybody believes that he is the Son of God. I do, because of what he says. And, you know, my friends who are Muslim, you say that Jesus was a good prophet. Well, he can't be a good prophet because he claims to be God. You can't have it both ways. He either is a good prophet and he was the Son of God, or he was a false prophet and he lied. So here's Jesus, and he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. This is Jesus drawing a clear line between the peace he offers and the peace the world offers. The peace the world offers is shallow. It's temporary. It's based on your circumstances, and your circumstances are always going to be changing. But the peace that Jesus offers, it's lasting, and it's independent of what's happening around us. Paul is sitting in a prison, and he has peace. He's not anxious. You can be sitting there right now in your car, driving down the highway, not knowing how you're going to solve the problems of your life, the problems you have with your spouse, the problems you have with your children, the problems you have with your employer. The problems you have are not the problem. The problem is you don't have the man of peace. You have Jesus. You will have peace. He will keep you in perfect peace because you trust in him. You cast your stress on him. Wherever you are right now, you're driving the car, you're sitting on the construction site, you're building a building, whatever you're doing right now, you say, God, your word claims that if I cast this stress that I have on you, you will sustain me. Your word says that you will give me a peace that transcends and guards my heart, my feelings, and my mind, my thoughts. Your word says that the peace you give me is not the same as the world. I need that peace. I want that peace. I don't know how I'm going to face the challenges around me, but if I have you, I have peace. So friends, I don't know where you are in your faith experiment, but today, claim these promises and see if they don't hold true for you. Well, I told you at the beginning of this episode that I have another great giveaway for you. It's a great little booklet called Finding Peace Amidst the Storm. And I want to get one of these little booklets into your hands, and it's going to help you in your journey of finding peace despite what life throws at you. To get your free copy of this magazine, I want you to take out your phone now, and I want you to send a text message to the show number. The number is 04-888-453-11. That's 04-888-453-11. And what you want to do in that text message is send the word calm. Calm. C-A-L-M. Just nothing else, just calm. Send that to 04-888-453-11, and I will get one of these little booklets out to you absolutely free to help you find peace amidst the storm.
You have been listening to The Faith Experiment with Robbie Bergen, right across Australia, right here on Faith FM. Connect with us via text message on 04-888-453-11. That's 04-888-453-11. Or send an email to robbie@faithfm.com.au and let us know what you thought of this episode.
Hello there, this is Robbie. It's a bonus. Just letting you know that I am on the road again in 2024, and I am going to be taking the faith experiment to various towns, capital cities, and regional centers right around this great country of ours. To stay up to date, subscribe to our Facebook page and check out faithfm.com.au/events. And let's see if we can meet up in your town.